Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Forest fire risk. Midland County leaders to decide on burn ban. Midland County leaders will decide on a burn ban during their meeting Monday. An agenda item calls for the Midland County Commissioner's Court to, quote, discuss and take action on a burn ban, end quote. The item is on the agenda because of the hot and dry conditions that have scorched Midland County during the late spring and early summer. The Keach-Byram Drought Index, which is used to determining forest fire potential, graded Midland County at 581 on Friday. Midland County Fire Marshal Justin Bunch has told the Reporter-Telegram that the county will not, quote, enact a burn ban until our KBI is at or above 575, end quote. Midland is likely to have an average at or above 600 next week. According to the Texas A&M Forest Service website, the following is consistent with a score of 600 to 800. Quote, often associated with more severe drought with increased wildfire occurrence, intense deep burning fires with extreme intensities can be expected. Live fuels can also be expected to burn actively at these levels, end quote. Midland is surrounded by counties with burn bans, except for Andrews and Crane. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows, quote, moderate, end quote, to, quote, severe, end quote, drought impacting the area, and the U.S. Monthly Drought Outlook calls for, quote, drought development likely, end quote, and, quote, drought development to persist, end quote, in the region. The National Weather Service reported that 1.79 inches of precipitation has fallen at Midland International Airport through Thursday. That total is 7.02 inches below normal through July 20th. There is no rain in the seven-day forecast, according to the NWS, and the Climate Prediction Center calls for average rainfall and a 50 to 60% chance of above-average temperatures from August through October. Texas Local Government Code 352.081 gives the County Commissioner's Court the authority to prohibit or restrict outdoor burning in general or outdoor burning. The Commissioner's Court will meet at 9 a.m. at the Midland County Courthouse. Texas Permian lead rig count cuts. Crude oil rigs at lowest count since March 2022. Drilling activity continues its downward trend, with the rig count declining for a second consecutive week, led by sharp declines in Texas and the Permian Basin. Oilfield services firm Baker Hughes said Friday the U.S. rig count it has issued weekly since 1944 fell six rigs to 669, the lowest level March 2022. It's also 89 rigs below the 758 rigs Baker Hughes reported a year ago. The number of rigs drilling for crude oil fell seven rigs, the deepest cut in over a month, to 530, the lowest level since March 2022, and 69 fewer than the 599 rigs drilling for crude last year. The number of rigs seeking natural gas dropped to 131, 24 fewer than the 155 drilling for natural gas the previous July. Texas dominated declines among the nation's major producing states, falling seven rigs to 322. 43 below the 365 at work across the state last year. New Mexico remained unchanged at 113. Louisiana, 2, joined Texas in seeing a decline, while Oklahoma, 1, was the only producing state to see an increase. The Permian Basin fell four rigs to 333, the lowest since April 2022, and 16 fewer rigs than the 349 active rigs a year ago. The Eagle Ford followed with a decline of two rigs, while the Granite Wash, and Haynesville were also major producing basins to decline. Lee County, New Mexico, remains the most active county in the Permian, with 60 rigs, up one for the week. Eddy County, New Mexico, continues in second place with 51 rigs, down one. Martin County posted the biggest decline among Permian Basin counties, dropping three rigs to 42. Midland County fell two rigs to 33, followed by Reeves County with 30 rigs, down one for the week. Loving County reported 22 rigs at work within county lines, down one. Ward County also dropped one rig, falling to 16. Glasscock County posted the steepest increase among Permian Basin counties, surging seven rigs to 10. Upton County likewise reported 10 rigs, down 1 for the week. Enveris Foundations, part of the Energy Focus Software as a Solution company Enveris, said its U.S. rig count reached 733 during the week ended July 19th, rising by 5 rigs from the previous week's high point. Nevertheless, the count is still down 1%, or 7 rigs, in the last month, and down 15% year over year. Only 2 major plays lost rigs week over week, with the Anadarko Basin down by 5 to 48 rigs, and the Williston Basin down by 1 to 35. The Permian gained 3 rigs to reach 322. The Gulf Coast was up by 2 to 85 rigs, and the DJ Basin added 1 rig for a total of 17. Appalachia was flat at 48 rigs running. Extreme heat. Understanding effects of heat on mental health. A heat wave is affecting parts of the U.S., including much of the Southwest, through the Southeast and parts of Europe. When temperatures soar, the heat can take a toll more than just physically. Our well-being can suffer as well. A study of over 2 million people found an increased visit rate or incidence of people going to the emergency department with psychiatric and mental health related concerns during periods of high heat, end quote, said Dr. Robert Bright, a Mayo Clinic psychiatrist. Quote, it showed a higher level of visits for substance abuse, anxiety, mood disorders, and even people with schizophrenia had an increased incidence of distress or issues with their illness, bringing them to the emergency department, end quote. Heat and emotions. A common side effect of extreme heat is irritability, which can arise from physical discomfort and disrupted sleep patterns. The fatigue from sweating, working in the heat, and a lack of quality sleep can leave people feeling stressed and on edge. Bright said that others may be irritable due to heat. That can lead to tempers flaring or even road rage. Quote, it's really important for people to have grace for themselves and grace for other people. Everybody's struggling. It truly is something that's affecting every one of us. So step back and try to think through these things at a cognitive high level. This is what's happening. Recognize that and do not just react impulsively from that emotional part of your brain, end quote, said Bright. Heat and psychiatric medications. Certain medications can heighten the risk of heat-related issues from a psychiatric and medical perspective. Diuretics, for instance, can cause increased urine output, leading to dehydration, mental status changes, and confusion. Quote, medications used for mental health for illnesses such as schizophrenia or bipolar illness can change your regulation of heat and your ability to sense that you're too hot, your ability to sweat. I've seen people walk around with heavy mink coats when it's 100 and 105 degrees outside, not recognizing that because of their lack of thermoregulation or ability to regulate their body temperature, end quote, said Bright. Dehydration can also affect levels of some medications, such as lithium, which can become more concentrated in the body and potentially lead to toxicity. Quote, some medications like lithium, for example, if you get dehydrated, your lithium level can rise significantly. Lithium has a very narrow therapeutic range, and you can become quite toxic with lithium, which can be quite serious with heart arrhythmias, coma, seizures, and even death, if it got severe enough, end quote, Bright said. Drinking plenty of water and staying cool can help mitigate these risks. What to do? And if you need help, seek help. Quote, if you're feeling really overwhelmed and as though you truly can't cope, then it's time to reach out for help, end quote, said Bright. Quote, whether that is walking into an emergency room and asking for assistance or contacting a therapist or counselor, end quote. Finding ways to stay cool may be a good starting point to help reduce periods of intense heat. Bright said he knows only some people have air conditioning and recommends trying public spaces that may offer relief if you don't have access at home, end quote. If you don't have a place where you have air conditioning, and if you can, go to a cool place with air conditioning. Go to the mall, go wherever it might be that you can hang out for the day. Go to the library to do those things to relieve yourself of some of the stress of the heat, end quote, said Whiteside. Daily aspirin linked to higher anemia risk for seniors. Older people who take a low-dose aspirin daily may be 20% more likely to develop anemia than those who do not, according to research published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine. Anemia develops when a person has an inadequate number of healthy red blood cells, which are needed to carry oxygen to tissues throughout the body. People with anemia often feel tired and out of breath. The research finding stems from the reanalysis of data from a study involving 19,114 people, most 70 or older, who did not have anemia and were generally healthy. They had been randomly assigned to take either 100 milligrams of aspirin or a placebo daily for about 5 years. In that time, participants' blood tests showed that the levels of hemoglobin and ferritin, proteins that help indicate the amount of iron in the blood, had declined more steeply among those taking a daily low-dose aspirin than they had among those not taking aspirin. The researchers attributed the increased risk for anemia among aspirin takers to this iron deficiency. Aspirin of 100 milligrams or less is considered low dose, with 81 milligrams being the most common dosage available for over-the-counter aspirin. For years, people often took low-dose aspirin, which can thin the blood and help prevent clots, in hopes of preventing a heart attack or stroke. In 2022, however, medical advice changed. Now, taking low-dose aspirin is not considered medically appropriate for most adults who have not already had a cardiovascular issue. This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, July 26th, 2023. Midland Health, video library to help educate patients, families. Recent research has shown that when asked directly after a healthcare appointment or hospital stay, one out of two patients will need clarification about what they were told about their condition at the time of the visit. Medical jargon, an overload of information, and other factors result in patients not understanding or following their doctor's instructions or the information they are given while sick and in the hospital. Midland Memorial Hospital, to help patients and their family members feel confident about the information and education provided to them while in the hospital, will provide more than 1,000 patient education and healthcare interactive videos in the patient rooms. When discharged, all videos are available in English and Spanish. MMH is excited to announce our new patient education video platform. The extensive patient education video library available in your hospital room will help you and your loved ones better understand diagnoses, medical conditions, prepare for surgery, and procedures. We look forward to continuing to promote and improve health education in the Permian Basin. Knowledge is power, and in the case of our health, knowledge equals health improvement. Patient education is a priority for Midland Memorial Hospital. Please enjoy one example of our patient education videos below. Millions of Americans are under an excessive heat warning, West Texas included. Extreme heat events can trigger various heat stress conditions such as heat stroke. Heat stroke is a medical emergency and prompt medical attention is often required. An untreated heat stroke can damage your brain, heart, kidneys, and muscles. Scan the QR code below to learn more about the signs and symptoms of a heat stroke, high-risk populations, and reducing your risk. Midland Memorial Hospital. Da Vinci Simulator comes to Midland Memorial. Midland Health. Guests had the opportunity to simulate what the surgeon does during a surgical procedure this week at Midland Memorial Hospital. The free community event on Monday allowed attendees to get behind the controls and test drive the Da Vinci surgical system. Midland Health reported robotic-assisted surgery is changing the way complex surgeries are being performed. The Da Vinci robot enables surgeons to perform complex procedures with a minimally invasive approach. Mayo Clinic Minute. Invest now for better heart health later. Heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in the U.S. and around the globe. Overall, men over 45 and women over 55 are more likely to have a heart attack than those who are younger. Dr. Rekha Manked, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist, said it's crucial to invest now in your heart health for better heart health later. Can a steady diet of chips, pizza, burgers, and fries in your younger years affect you later? Quote, the choices you make in your teens and 20s are going to affect you years down the road, end quote, said Dr. Mankad. Heart disease progresses slowly, said Dr. Mankad. If you're unhealthy in your teens and 20s, you have a greater likelihood of developing risk factors for heart disease, such as obesity, elevated cholesterol, and high blood pressure. This risk won't show up right away and can be silent for years, but you can make changes. Quote, healthy choices, such as exercising regularly, maintaining an ideal body weight, eating healthy. The earlier you do these things and the longer you can maintain them, the more likely you're going to protect your heart for decades to come, end quote, she said. Move more, she said, add regular daily walks. Quote, walking is something you can do pretty easily, and you don't have to take 30 minutes out of your day necessarily. If you don't have that time, you could do 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon, end quote, said Dr. Mankad. Take the stairs instead of an elevator. Park as far away as you can from an entrance door. Little changes can add up and can become healthy habits leading to better heart health. Quote, it is never too late to become heart healthy. You can become heart healthy in your 70s and 80s, and there will still be benefit for you, end quote, Dr. Mankad said. Extreme heat. Understanding effects of heat on mental health. A heat wave is affecting parts of the U.S., including much of the Southwest, through the Southeast and parts of Europe. When temperatures soar, the heat can take a toll more than just physically. Our well-being can suffer as well. A study of over 2 million people found an increased visit rate or incidence of people going to the emergency department with psychiatric and mental health related concerns during periods of high heat, end quote, said Dr. Robert Bright, a Mayo Clinic psychiatrist. Quote, it showed a higher level of visits for substance abuse, anxiety, mood disorders, and even people with schizophrenia had an increased incidence of distress or issues with their illness, bringing them to the emergency department, end quote. Heat and emotions. A common side effect of extreme heat is irritability, which can arise from physical discomfort and disrupted sleep patterns. The fatigue from sweating, working in the heat, and the lack of quality sleep can leave people feeling stressed and on edge. Bright said that others may be irritable due to heat. That can lead to tempers flaring or even road rage. Quote, it's really important for people to have grace for themselves and grace for other people. Everybody's struggling. It truly is something that's affecting every one of us. So step back and try to think through these things at a cognitive high level. This is what's happening. Recognize that and do not just react impulsively from that emotional part of your brain, end quote, said Bright. Heat and psychiatric medications. Certain medications can heighten the risk of heat-related issues from a psychiatric and medical perspective. Diuretics, for instance, can cause increased urine output, leading to dehydration, mental status changes, and confusion. Quote, medications used for mental health for illnesses such as schizophrenia or bipolar illness can change your regulation of heat and your ability to sense that you're too hot, your ability to sweat. I've seen people walk around with heavy mink coats when it's 100 and 105 degrees outside, not recognizing that because of their lack of thermoregulation or ability to regulate their body temperature, end quote, said Bright. Dehydration can also affect levels of some medications, such as lithium, which can become more concentrated in the body and potentially lead to toxicity. Quote, some medications like lithium, for example, if you get dehydrated, your lithium level can rise significantly. Lithium has a very narrow therapeutic range, and you can become quite toxic with lithium, which can be quite serious with heart arrhythmias, coma, seizures, and even death, if it got severe enough, end quote, Bright said. Drinking plenty of water and staying cool can help mitigate these risks. What to do? And if you need help, seek help. Quote, if you're feeling really overwhelmed and as though you truly can't cope, then it's time to reach out for help, end quote, said Bright. Quote, whether that is walking into an emergency room and asking for assistance or contacting a therapist or counselor, end quote. Finding ways to stay cool may be a good starting point to help reduce periods of intense heat. Bright said he knows only some people have air conditioning and recommends trying public spaces that may offer relief if you don't have access at home, end quote. If you don't have a place where you have air conditioning, and if you can, go to a cool place with air conditioning. Go to the mall, go wherever it might be that you can hang out for the day. Go to the library, to do those things to relieve yourself of some of the stress of the heat, end quote, said Whiteside. Daily aspirin linked to higher anemia risk for seniors. Older people who take a low-dose aspirin daily may be 20% more likely to develop anemia than those who do not, according to research published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine. Anemia develops when a person has an inadequate number of healthy red blood cells, which are needed to carry oxygen to tissues throughout the body. People with anemia often feel tired and out of breath. The research finding stems from the reanalysis of data from a study involving 19,114 people, most 70 or older, who did not have anemia and were generally healthy. They had been randomly assigned to take either 100 milligrams of aspirin or a placebo daily for about 5 years. In that time, participants' blood tests showed that the levels of hemoglobin and ferritin, proteins that help indicate the amount of iron in the blood, had declined more steeply among those taking a daily low-dose aspirin than they had among those not taking aspirin. The researchers attributed the increased risk for anemia among aspirin takers to this iron deficiency. Aspirin of 100 milligrams or less is considered low dose, with 81 milligrams being the most common dosage available for over-the-counter aspirin. For years, people often took low-dose aspirin, which can thin the blood and help prevent clots, in hopes of preventing a heart attack or stroke. In 2022, however, medical advice changed. Now, taking low-dose aspirin is not considered medically appropriate for most adults who have not already had a cardiovascular issue. Hearing aids may cut risk of cognitive decline by nearly half. Older adults at greater risk for dementia may be able to protect themselves against cognitive decline by using hearing aids, new research shows. A study published Monday in The Lancet found that the use of hearing aids can reduce the risk of cognitive decline by about half, 48%, for adults with more risk factors for dementia, such as elevated blood pressure, higher rates of diabetes, lower education and income, and those living alone. The study was presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Amsterdam. Quote, it came as a surprise in a good way, seeing that hearing intervention had such a large effect on reducing cognitive decline, end quote, said Frank Lin, professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and Bloomberg School of Public Health, who was lead author of the study. Quote, it really draws attention to the fact that hearing is really important. And in many cases, people don't realize whether or not they have hearing loss. So clearly, a first step is getting your hearing checked if you don't know where your hearing level is, end quote. Hearing loss is common worldwide, but is often untreated, especially in lower and middle income countries. Nearly 2.5 billion people are expected to have some hearing loss, and at least 700 million people will require help with their hearing by 2050, according to the World Health Organization. Age-related hearing loss nearly doubles the risk for dementia, a 2020 report in Lancet showed, accounting for more than 8% of all dementia cases. 800,000 of the nearly 10 million new cases of dementia diagnosed every year. Hearing treatment, though, is now more accessible, as hearing aids are available over-the-counter in the United States. Over a three-year period, the randomized controlled trial studied nearly 1,000 older adults, ages 70 to 84, in four sites in the United States. The participants included older adults in an ongoing study of cardiovascular health, atherosclerosis risk in communities, ARIC, and others who were healthier than the ARIC adults. Both groups were from the same communities at each site. When the two groups were combined, use of hearing aids was shown to have no significant effect on slowing cognitive changes. When the group at higher risk of dementia, the ARIC group, was analyzed separately, however, researchers found that hearing intervention, counseling with an audiologist, and use of hearing aids had a significant impact on reducing cognitive decline. Those considered at high risk for dementia were older and had lower cognitive scores, among other factors. When the groups were combined, the slower rate of cognitive decline experienced by the healthier participants may have limited any effect of hearing aids, the researchers suggested. Whether hearing treatment reduces the risk of developing dementia in the long term is still unknown. Quote, that's the next big question, and something we can't answer yet, end quote, said Lin, who is also director of the Cochlear Center for Hearing and Public Health at Johns Hopkins University. He said he and his colleagues are planning a long-term follow-up study to attempt to answer that question.
Summertime strawberry pie from the Test Kitchen. This is a great summertime recipe. It is a cold pie. The ginger ale gives a bit of a kick, and if you're a strawberry lover, try this recipe. The ingredients for summertime strawberry pie are 1 ready-to-bake deep dish pie shell, thawed about 9 inches, 1 box of strawberry-flavored gelatin, 3 ounces for 4 servings, 1/2 cup of sugar, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, 3/4 cup of ginger ale, and 1 quart of fresh strawberries, hulled and cut in half. Now, how to make the pie. Using smaller strawberries will help you pack the pie shell with fruit and make slicing the pie easier. First, bake the deep dish pie shell according to package directions and set aside to cool. Next, in a medium saucepan, combine the remaining ingredients, except the strawberries, over medium heat. Cook for 5 to 7 minutes or until gelatin has dissolved and the mixture is clear, stirring occasionally. Third, remove from heat and let cool for about 5 minutes. Then stir in the strawberries. Pour into baked pie shell. Chill for at least 4 hours or until set. Serve or cover and keep chilled until ready to serve. Top with Cool Whip or whipped cream if desired. Now that's a really simple recipe.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.